The State Assembly passed changes to a massive overhaul of local government funding late last night, and Republican Speaker Robin Voss says they're done negotiating the plan. It's Thursday, May 18th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Rich Kramer reports on a new bill that would make it illegal to carry an open container of alcohol while driving an ATV. And Danielle Kading looks into if Wisconsin could be considered a refuge from the effects of climate change. Stay with us.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on WPR to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language. This essential service that you count on relies on your support. It's the largest source of our funding. If you've never given before, make a contribution now of, say, $10 a month at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
The State Assembly passed a bill last night that would overhaul the way that local governments are funded in Wisconsin. As Anya Van Wagendonk reports, Republicans said the latest version was aimed at addressing concerns from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
The plan moved forward by Republicans in the Assembly would increase state funding for every community in Wisconsin. It's a tweaked version of a bill introduced weeks ago that Evers had threatened to veto. It would give almost every community a minimum of a 15% increase in state funding, which would be higher than the original plan. The exception would be Milwaukee. That city would see a 10% increase under the bill. Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester said Assembly Republicans had worked on the plan for months.
We feel like the bill that's coming forward is the result of those good faith negotiations. Everybody has to take their own position, but we are done negotiating.
A spokesperson for Evers said the governor would continue negotiating with Republicans in the weeks ahead. The bill has yet to pass the Senate. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A woman who was repeatedly sexually assaulted by her basketball coach as a teenager cannot sue the athletic organization he was employed by for failing to protect her. Corrine Hess has more on Wednesday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling.
The court's conservative majority overturned a lower court ruling that said the woman's lawsuit against Amateur Athletic Union was allowed under state law. That law gives victims of sexual assault until they're 35 years old to sue their abusers or a religious institution if their abuser was a clergy member. The woman alleges the athletic club was negligent when it hired Shelton Kincaid as a coach because he had a past history of sexual assault. Kincaid was convicted in 2016 of repeatedly sexually assaulting her. He was sentenced to 13 years in prison. But the Supreme Court ruled statute of limitations applied. They found the woman missed the window to sue because she wasn't suing a religious organization or the person who abused her. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin transportation officials want to extend passenger rail service to 11 new communities in Wisconsin. A new plan from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation also proposes a train line connecting Madison and Milwaukee. Benjamin McKay is the interim executive director at the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. He says that line could be a big benefit for the region.
And I think providing those alternatives makes Southeastern Wisconsin more attractive destination for new residents, labor force, and employers.
If all of the improvements and extensions in the plan were approved by state lawmakers, annual ridership would increase by over 2 million riders in 2050. State Republican leaders have said in the past that they will not support a Madison to Milwaukee line. As the popularity of off-road utility terrain vehicles grows in Wisconsin, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers hope to make it illegal to drive them while carrying open containers of alcohol. Rich Kramer has more.
It's already illegal to drive a four-wheeler or multi-seat utility terrain vehicle while under the influence of drugs and alcohol, but it's technically not illegal to have an open beer along for the ride. A bipartisan bill would change that by making it illegal to have open containers on trails and roadways that allow the vehicles. Randy Hardin is the president of the Wisconsin ATV-UTV Association. He says some counties have banned riders from having open containers, and the bill would create a statewide standard.
It would make it consistent with motor vehicle laws, even though we're not motor vehicles, but we're interacting with them, and common sense would hopefully prevail here.
State data show there were 190 drivers arrested for operating ATVs and UTVs while intoxicated last year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story from Danielle Kading about the potential for Wisconsin to be a climate refuge. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, rising temperatures across the country could drive more people to the Great Lakes region. No one knows exactly what climate change will mean for Wisconsin's population, but as Daniel Kading reports, the changing climate is already playing a role in some people's decision to relocate.
Right now, there's no room for anything.
Colleen Rooney and her husband, Jim, are still unpacking. They moved to their new lakeside home in Vilas County last month. When they arrived, tall snowbanks blocked their view of the water.
I actually had to hire someone to come take a skid loader and get the snow away from the garage so we can unload the truck.
The Rooneys lived in Las Vegas for 20 years. Rarely did they deal with snow, but they did face intense heat.
You just didn't go anywhere when it was 115 degrees outside. You know, just to walk from your car to a grocery store across that blacktop was brutal.
While it wasn't the sole factor, the couple says extreme heat played a role in their decision to move to Wisconsin. Now some people are asking whether climate change could end up bringing more people to the state. A new group has formed to examine climate migration. Anna Haynes is a professor at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point who's heading a committee to explore the issue.
We kept hearing about people are moving because of climate, sea level rise, big hurricanes, wildfires. So should Wisconsin be worried about this?
Haynes says they'll examine the positive and disruptive effects of climate migration and share any practices that can help communities. Climate migration experts like Jesse Keenan say people may seek out the Great Lakes region for its abundant access to fresh water. He's a professor of sustainable real estate at Tulane University in New Orleans.
The Great Lakes are where you begin in many ways, in the upper Midwest in particular. It's just much more mediating change in climate.
Even so, Keenan says no place is immune to climate change. Temperatures in Wisconsin could rise between 2 and 8 degrees by mid-century. Steve Vavaris is director of the State Climatology Office and a climate scientist at UW-Madison.
We talk about Wisconsin maybe relatively better than other parts of the country, but relatively is the key term because we have our own challenges.
As the Southwest struggles with access to water, Wisconsin has seen too much. The last decade was the state's wettest on record since the 1890s, and the state saw flooding and major storms. But because Wisconsin hasn't typically seen intense heat, some people argue that global warming will benefit Wisconsin. In a recent Senate Budget Committee hearing, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson had this to say about a recent study of the projected effects of rising temperatures.
In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess, 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
The study's authors say the effects of climate change will be very unequal. While Wisconsin may see fewer deaths due to cold, damages will be much worse across large sections of the country. Wisconsin saw a net gain of roughly 16,000 residents in the last year, and about half of them came from other states. But determining who may be a climate migrant is complex. That's according to Catherine Curtis, an environmental sociology professor at UW-Madison.
People tend to move for many reasons and sometimes intersecting reasons. And the climate or environmental conditions are certainly reasons for some people, but possibly only indirectly.
Colleen Rooney's family used to vacation and live in northern Wisconsin. Her emotional ties to the area played a role in the couple's decision to move. Curtis says federal census data shows most people moving to Vilas County come from nearby states, but they're also seeing residents relocate from states like California and Florida. She says that suggests climate migration could be happening, but stronger evidence is needed. While the Rooneys sought to beat the heat, they also had reservations about the cold. Jim says he initially moved away to escape long winters.
It seemed like things were mellowing out, but then we get up here and we got, you know, how many feet of snow and cold.
Even so, Colleen says there's not a snowball's chance they would ever move back out west. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.